Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. We're going to continue today to talk about Pentecost. This is the week anticipating the celebration, the church's celebration of the great feast day of Pentecost, when we remember and live again together the reality of what Pope Paul VI called the church's perennial Pentecost, that the church lives by this grace, the grace of Pentecost, which was the day in which Jesus, seated at the right hand of the Father, as Peter would preach on that very day, poured out the Holy Spirit, which is the culmination of Jesus' entire ministry. His entire coming in the flesh was to unite heaven and earth, that to unite in himself, in human flesh, God's life, God's eternal life, and in Jesus and the work of the Holy Spirit together, they bring about the Father's plan and purpose, which is to make of a fallen race a new creation, to make it possible for us, to give us power to become something we cannot be on our own. As John the Apostle mentions in the first chapter of that beautiful gospel, he said, he gave us power to become children of God. Jesus has the power and the capacity to give us what is his unique relationship with the Father. And Pentecost is a day when so many things happen because it's that gift of the Holy Spirit given to us that only Jesus can do. And Jesus could do it because he was the faithful Son who accomplished all the Father had commanded him to do while he was here on earth. And in obedience to the Father, he ends up destroying the works of darkness, destroying the power of the devil, destroying the power of sin and death, and won a victory for us over the world and the flesh and the devil, which now in him is a reality. Jesus is the one, Mary's son, the one person who's able to destroy that whole regime of power. Adam couldn't do it, our first father, but Jesus, the second Adam, did it. And Paul tells us that Jesus is a life-giving spirit. And Jesus is a life-giving spirit because the Spirit of God is upon him. He's anointed. He's the Messiah. That's what Peter will declare on Pentecost, that God has made this one, Jesus, Lord and Christ, because all power and authority belongs to him as Lord. And because he's the one anointed by the Spirit, he exercises that authority, that kingship that belongs to him over all of God's creation. And with his authority and power, he pours out the Holy Spirit. And the human race now has an opportunity to become an entirely new thing, to literally become a new creation. And as Jesus himself or the gospel tells us, John's gospel, that Jesus promised the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, but it could not happen in its fullness until he was glorified. Yesterday, we spoke about Jesus' ascension into glory. The Catechism talks about it this way. It said, chapter 668 from the Catechism, Christ died and lived again that he might be Lord both of the dead and of the living. Christ's ascension into heaven signifies his participation in his humanity in God's power and authority. Think about that for a moment. There's a revelation here of God's economy, God's plan and purpose for the future of the human race, what salvation looks like. We see a key dimension of it, that Christ ascended into heaven. And what that means is he's returning to the right hand of the Father and he's participating in God's power and authority. But Jesus always participated in that, right? As the second person of the Trinity, eternally begotten of the Father, he always participated in that authority and God's power because he's God himself. But what God the Father sent Jesus to do was to become one of us, to take on human flesh. And all of human flesh had fallen from glory. All human beings had fallen because of sin and were marked by original sin and were destined to be separated from God's power and authority. In fact, to come under judgment, under the judgment of God's power and authority, as St. Paul would say, that we were, and St. Peter, that now the opportunity in Christ has come in the resurrection for us to flee the wrath to come, that is to flee the judgment of God. Because God's holiness, and by God's power and authority, is going to destroy everything that's set against his reign and kingdom. That's part of Jesus' mission as well. But here, the Catechism tells us that Jesus ascends to the Father and he takes with him his own humanity. And he takes you and me with him. He's now made a way for the human race to exist, to live in absolute fullness and freedom beyond death. So death no longer holds us, and death no longer has its sting, Paul said. Death has no power over us, because God, who has power over everything, is present in Christ. And in Jesus now, the human race has a future. The second Adam is at the right hand of the Father, in power, in glory, and in absolute freedom. The Catechism goes on, it says, Jesus Christ is Lord. He possesses all power in heaven and on earth. He's far above all rule, authority, and power and dominion. For the Father has put all things under Jesus' feet. Look, the Father was never threatened by the kingdom of darkness. The Father has all power and authority, and he sent his Son to destroy the rebel, to destroy Satan, Lucifer, the light bearer, who rebelled against God. Those were not two equal forces, you know, at war against one another. The devil never had a chance. But what he did have power was over us, over creatures. And God's plan was to send his Son to destroy the power of the enemy. And how was he able to do it? Because all rule, all authority, all power, and dominion belong to him. And he did it by becoming one of us. And as one of us, in his humanity, he gives to God the Father everything you and me and every human being was meant to give to God. A total surrender of our lives in trust, in love, in obedience, in an abandonment of ourselves to God. That's a human being. That's why we were made, to live in union and in love with God and to trust him no matter what, because he's totally trustworthy. And where every other human being failed, other than Our Lady, who was particularly graced, really, by Jesus' power, actually, she was protected in a unique way, and she cooperated with God's plan and purpose in that. But everybody else was subject to sin and simply did not and could not fulfill that for which we were made. But Christ did it on our behalf. And so the new creation, the new humanity, God's fundamental purpose for the human race is begun in Jesus. And now he wants to give birth, and he's giving birth to a new humanity, and to in individual human hearts, he's offering the power that's in himself for each one of us to become children of God and to be empowered like he was, to have the Spirit of the Lord upon us and to make our way through this life, being each day more conformed to Jesus, each day becoming more like him. That is, the church calls that holiness, right? Each day being able to love the Father more, each day being to love our neighbor more, and each day being filled with his anointing and his passion to seek and save the lost. Friends, this is what Jesus wants for you. Until your heart is broken for the lost, until my heart is broken, until we have a passion to bring the mercy of God to every person who doesn't know him, we're still immature and we're still in an undeveloped and unfulfilled role as sons and daughters of God. We haven't fully said yes and welcomed the transformation that Jesus desires to bring about in each one of us, because we're being conformed to him. We're becoming little Christs. That's what a saint is. And a saint is someone who's not just concerned about our own personal holiness, that is, our own being set apart to turn away from sin, to hate sin, and to want to walk in love. A saint, and the Christ, is someone, as St. Vincent de Paul said, who is absolutely consumed with what Jesus is consumed by. And what he was consumed by when he was on earth was the desire, in obedience to the Father and from the depth of his love for every single one of us, was to bring the kingdom, to bring repentance, the forgiveness of sins, the very mission the apostles were sent on, to bring that to every single human being so that they could have their sins forgiven, could enter the waters of baptism, and could become a new creation and enter the family of God and come into their eternal destiny and the only hope that exists for the human race. Friends, it's not enough to be concerned for ourselves. That's not the heart of Jesus. The heart of Jesus was consumed with the Father's purpose. And because Jesus so radically loved the Father and abandoned himself to him, he was after daily, all day, every day, the commandments of the Father. And the command of the Father, very simply to Jesus, was go save the world, go save my children, bring them home to me. And that's what Jesus is about. And that's what the church is about when she's healthy. We're not called just to hunker down and be concerned about our own salvation. We are called and anointed to be just like Jesus and to follow in his footsteps. To be Christian means to be under the anointing of the Spirit, the same Spirit that was on Jesus. Jesus pours out his Spirit. That's how the church is born. The Catechism goes on in a simple paragraph, 668. In him, human history, and indeed all creation, are set forth and transcendently fulfilled. Set forth. Jesus begins the new thing. Jesus begins the new creation. God's plan transcendently set forth in his Son. That only happened through God's action, through heaven and earth uniting in the flesh in the womb of Mary in the incarnation of Jesus. That only happened through the life of Jesus, through the proclamation of the kingdom. First thing he said, friends, was repent. The reign of God is at hand. Jesus Christ is consumed to bring the reign of God the Father to this earth, to all of the Father's creation. And it begins in him. So look at Jesus this week. Look at him. Ask him. Go to Blessed Sacrament Chapel if you can and get on your knees and say, Father, show me Jesus. Show me Jesus reigning at your right hand in all power and glory. Show me how passionately he's exercising his authority as Son and King, and show me how passionate he is to seek and save the lost, and put that in me through the power of the Holy Spirit in this amazing week as we anticipate Pentecost. God bless you. Have a great day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you a new booklet called Transform Your Marriage by Randall Serner. Recently, Pope Francis said the whole world is at war trying to destroy marriage. Marriage is a battleground today, but God has made marriage to be a blessing. And this little booklet contains wisdom that will bring life and joy and healing to your marriage. If you'd like a free copy of Transform Your Marriage, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website at renewalministries.net/FOE. You can also listen to past episodes or subscribe to our podcast.